So, as I mentioned there, China and the US pledged overnight to do more to reduce their carbon footprint. No details yet, but the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says Australia's ambition is sufficient.
We're going to keep getting it done, not by telling people what to do. We're going to do it by the can-do spirit of Australians, which has already seen us achieve more than 20% reductions in our emissions. So Australia's track record is strong, it's positive, and we're getting on with it. And we're not going to do it by telling people what to do in their lives. I think Australians have had enough of governments telling them what to do in their lives.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Channel 7 this morning. Peter Van Onselen joins us now. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, we heard it there again, the can-do spirit, can-do capitalism was the words coming out of the Prime Minister's mouth yesterday. It's another page right out of John Howard's playbook, isn't it?
Look, it is, but also Campbell Newman, I remember him having a can-do spirit, not that it got him re-elected after one term and a thumpy majority, which turned around in that one term. And, of course, Anastasia Palaszczuk is still there and dominant. But it's a real attempt by Scott Morrison to deal with the climate change issue and then shift the narrative onto what he wants it to be, which is more economic management. So he's trying to turn what was initially by Kevin Rudd in the environment space described as the greatest moral challenge of our time. He's trying to make that a practical challenge and move towards this idea of can do, practical implementation of whatever policy it is. And he's trying to argue, obviously, that that's something that the coalition can do better than Labor, whether Labor takes issue with that.
Well, you know, the world at Glasgow is having none of it. There's still pressure for countries like Australia to come back next year with a increased ambition. But what do you think about the electorate?
Well, the electorate at the moment, my understanding is in terms of internal research for the government, their internal research is showing them that the electorate at the moment is rating climate change as the number one issue. And that's a problem that the government wants to address. They know they can't win an election debate on climate change. They need to be able to shift that attitude in voters' minds. And their hope is that by the time the election comes around, that will have naturally shifted in part because they'll address some of the concerns, and that's part of what the listening tour is at the moment, but also because when we get to the pointy end of an actual campaign, their hope is that post-materialist values fade away and voters focus instead on the economy. And that's, of course, we know, according to the polling, whether it's fair or not, a strength for the government.
And just briefly, the Prime Minister's on this listening tour. I just heard him on Channel 7 say that Labor's electric vehicle policy in 2019 included putting up the cost of fuel, which I've checked and doesn't seem to be part of that policy last time around. So a lot of things being said and rewritten.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems we know in modern campaigning, and both sides have fallen victim to this at different points in time. Truth in politics is something that ends up being part of the entrails that get picked through after an election campaign, not before it. Mm. And it's difficult in truth in advertising to have false claims from whichever side of politics held to account in real time when it matters as voters are heading to the polls.
That's our job, though. Peter, thanks very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is political editor at Channel 10 and columnist for The Australian.